Though somewhat old-fashioned in its presentation, the movie Nuremberg serves as a timely reminder about the capacity for sane nations to go crazy. Writing and directing from a book by Jack L. High, James Vanderbilt focuses on the relationship between Nazi second-in-command Hermann Göring and U.S. Army psychiatrist Douglas Kelly, assigned to determine fitness of the accused to stand trial. Both smart men, they play cat-and-mouse games that let them enjoy one another's company while remaining at odds. In between, Vanderbilt covers the complications involved in putting together the first war crimes tribunal of its kind, a logistical nightmare and risky operation that could backfire on the Allies' goal to make the accused acknowledge their actions. This means a history lesson with lots of talk, scary to movie makers unless a special lure shows up. And show up it does in the form of Russell Crowe as the controlling, charming, and narcissistic Göring, joined by Rami Malek as a fan of magic who thinks his tricks can win the game. Other fine actors like Michael Shannon and Richard E. Grant join the mix, with top-flight production values recreating the era's costumes and locations. Though the real Nuremberg courthouse still stands, and filmmakers considered using it, they benefit from more flexibility at a Budapest palace, with director Vanderbilt livening visuals by shooting some action from above and angling his camera to add diversity to potentially static shots of people talking. Shifting from color to black and white smooths a transition to an emotional high point of actual concentration camp footage, a similar sequence in the older Judgment at Nuremberg film worked decades ago and still manages to shock. Like Judgment, this Nuremberg means the courtroom setting also puts great actors in center stage situations, making for compelling drama in a story that needs to be remembered. For KUNR, I'm Robin Hollabird.